Watching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Jimmy Clark. And today's show is brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Let's check out some temperatures. 82 degrees at Hollis, 77 at Hobart, 75 at Butler, 77 at, what is that, Arnett, 78 at the May Ranch, and Lahoma, you're 77 degrees. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 79 at Lipscomb, 77 at Miami, 83 at Dozer, 80 at Wellington, and 88 at Odell, down there south of the Red River, south of Altus. Man, you guys up north got some good rains last night. Let's check out some maps here real quick. I didn't even look yet. Sorry. Rainfall, see what you guys got in the last 24 hours. Where are you at? There you go. Yeah, nice rains. Putnam, one, a little over an inch. Sealand, inch and a half. Arnett, 0.8. 1 inch at Alva. 2.66 at Fairview. Watonga, inch and a half, basically. Kingfisher, almost 2 inches. And Breckenridge and Lahoma, somewhere between an inch and 1.75 inches. Nice rain. They got flood warnings, I think, out for East Oklahoma City. Doesn't affect us much. We ain't getting nothing at the house last night. I was needing 0.25 inches because I sold some stuff I got from SEI here in Elk City, Agritech, and some Sudans and some hemp in the bottom last Saturday. And then we got that rain Sunday morning, and it was hard rain. Didn't pound it down too bad, because that's one of the fields I had to cut the hay off of, so I didn't have much of a cover on it. But that wind yesterday and that heat baked it like a brick. So hopefully it'll come out of it. I just needed 0.25 inches, 1/4 inch. So I got some more sowed today. Got to spray my peanuts this morning since the wind wasn't blowing. Very rare. Looking at the forecast, looks like we need to enjoy today because it's going to warm back up and I think get windy the next 2 or 3 days. So I went on a little road trip yesterday. I went through Cordell, stopped at Wheeler Brothers and said hello to the gentleman. And went on down to Hobart and down to Roosevelt, come the back way over to Mountain View, and was taking that 54 highway there from Roosevelt up to Godibo. And man, that country, I'm guessing that's probably the greenest all that country down in there has been in quite a while. And there's water everywhere. Ponds that are the tanks are full, and the creeks had water in them. And went Godibo on over to Mountain View. Between Godibo and Mountain View on the south side of the road there, that has to be one of the most prettiest, best looking Milo I've seen in a long, long time. And I don't know whose it is, it doesn't matter, but it is just, it's just headed out, green heads on it right now. It's all even. It looks really nice. I didn't see a lot of fields that had a lot of weeds in them, the wheat fields. Combines were going everywhere. Still a lot of wheat to get out yet. I seen some. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's not any wheat fields with any weeds in it, because I did see a couple of them that the mare's tails were inching above the top of the wheat. But looks good down there. And seen lots of, different types of sorghums or Sudans that people are growing down there, I'm guessing for hay or whatever. And so it was a pretty cool trip. Lots of, everything's green right now. You know, that can change, but hope not. This rain once or twice a week, bring it on. Speaking of wheat harvest, let's see what's going on with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, because I didn't get the report out Monday, and I didn't have time to talk about it yesterday, so I'm a few days late, so this is not quite up to date, but it's pretty close. Also, and I got today is Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. I got a Taylor Ranch question for you coming up, but it's going to be double the prize, and I got a fresh batch of beef sticks from him the other day, and I'm going to get some up to Woodward, so everybody just be patient. I'm either going to take them up there or somebody come down here. We'll get them up there. No problem. But today we're going to have the Three Amigos, plus I'm going to have a couple of tickets to get along with it to the Wild Plum Jam there at Sayre, Oklahoma, in the Sayre City Park for the Boys from Western Oklahoma concert with Cody Canada and the Departed, Stoney LaRue, and Tyler Williams. So that question's coming up right after this wheat report. So according to the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, the Oklahoma Harvest Report will be briefed as harvest is virtually at a standstill at all locations across the state due to rains over the weekend. I think they're back to rolling now. Some producers were hopeful the ground would carry equipment in parts of central and north central Oklahoma late this afternoon. One of my Snapchat buddies snapped me yesterday. And they pulled in the field, and first combine was stuck. So, but I think they were getting, and then they got some more rain yesterday evening up there around Butler, north into that area there. So, but hopefully it'll dry out so we can get around here. Oklahoma wheat harvest makes strides Wednesday through Friday of last week, but statewide rains across the regions of the wheat belt have since hindered progress. Producers and custom harvesters have been getting late starts even on days that they get enter fields due to high humidity. Test weights have dropped in some locations of southwest and central Oklahoma, but overall weights remain 60 plus in most areas through last Friday. In northern Oklahoma, where wheat has a later maturity date, it's hoped test weights will hold up once producers are able to resume harvest. Yields across the state have ranged from 30 to 50 bushels per acre, depending on management practices. Producers following intensive management plans have reported yields up in the mid-60s to even up to the mid-80s, depending on weather and location. Protein levels have ranged from 10.5% to 11.4%, with higher levels noted in parts of south central and central Oklahoma, where proteins have tested as high as 13.7%. Dryland wheat harvest has begun in the Oklahoma Panhandle and was progressing in some areas this afternoon, while parts of the region also received rain over the weekend, which will delay harvest in certain locations. Cutting was underway around Turpin, Goodwill, Guymon, and Hooker. Test weights on early dryland wheat in the Panhandle range from 60 to 62 per bushel, though some poor wheat tested at 56 to 59 pounds per bushel. Yields have varied widely from 20 to 60 bushels, depending on field conditions and locations. Some producers are hoping to begin irrigated wheat later this week if the weather allows. No protein data has been reported from any of the early cuttings in the Panhandle. That's all I got on the wheat progress. I know I seen a lot of combines rolling yesterday. Man, there was some fields down there around Mountain View and out west of Hobart yesterday. I'm sure it's cotton fields because they just got them planted. They were getting it. That wind was ridiculous yesterday. Okay, here's the Taylor Ranch question of the day, and this is for the Three Amigos, Juan, Jose, and Jesus. Beef sticks. One of them's the original, one of them's barbecue, and one of them's got jalapeno, and these are the 2-ounce sticks. They're really good. Plus, 2 tickets to the Wild Plum Jam. You guys ready? I'll take, I had a lot of texts in yesterday on the hotline here on that question we had on Jimmy Emmons. And I will notify the person who wins today. So if you don't get a text from me, you didn't win. So go. Here we go. What segment of the beef industry was most profitable in 2024? A, cow-calf. B, stockers. C, fed cattle. Or D, packer. What segment of the beef industry was the most profitable last year in 2024? A, cow-calf. B, stockers. C, fed cattle. Or D, packers. There you go. And if you just want to play, just send text in to 580-225-9697. Don't put your name, but if you want to play to win these beef sticks and the Taylor Ranch beef sticks and these tickets to the Wild Plum Jam, please insert your name in there with your answer. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Brandon Hickey. Also, we are doing Hay Day Wednesdays today since I had Mr. Jimmy Emmons on yesterday from the USDA NRCS part, actually. I didn't have time to do it. Sorry. But we can do it today. I'm going to do it today. I got a couple call-ins yesterday that I want to share with you guys. So get your pencil and pen ready, or paper ready for later on in the show, and write down some hay you want to buy. Good time to buy some hay. It's not high. It's not cheap. It's just right. Help these hay guys out. They need to sell this hay. I know one of them had to put in another new pivot, so he needs some money. So we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
You've seen the yellow tags. You've heard the commercials. You've heard the hustle and bustle. What are you waiting for, guys? Wendy Nissan is your dealer. We have all the new Nissans, all the used cars, trucks, and SUVs that you can dream of. With over 150 on the ground, we truly have a little bit of something for everybody. Payments as low as $249 with $0 down. Up to 90 days, no payments. There's never been a better time than now to come see us at Wendy Nissan of Elk City, your hometown dealer.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June the 13th. 1,365 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 487 brought 405. 4 at 513 brought 385. 6 at 525 brought 347. 5 at 585 brought 345. 15 at 601 brought 352. 10 at 625 brought 338. 7 at 757 brought 306. 59 head of heifers at 290 brought 450. 10 at 367 brought 445. 3 at 488 brought 355, 5 at 587 brought 364, 3 at 662 brought 314, 7 at 748 brought 288, butcher bulls brought 167 to 209, bred cows 1825 to 3225, pairs brought 1475 to 3700, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get in my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I do have the world famous Brandon Hickey from Roger Mills County on the phone with me. But 1 second here and we'll get him on here. But first, Odell, Texas, 89 degrees, heat index of 98. So that tells me it's a little humid down there. 62 is the humidity. Dew points 74. The winds are out of the northwest at 4. Peak wind gust today 27. 3.40 inches of rain so far in the month of June for Odell. 8-inch soil temperature 83 degrees. Yes, I do have the world famous from Roger Mills County, Brandon Hickey, on the line with me. How you doing, sir?
Just wonderful today.
I got to tell you about my blonde thing I did yesterday. Because a couple of my friends have already sent me a text message on my field trip yesterday to Mountain View why I didn't stop by. Well, I really didn't have time because I was already running a half hour late because I was lollygagging around looking at everything as I went through Cordell and down to Hobart and I headed on down to Roosevelt. Don't know why, because I'm going to Mountain View. I got to Roosevelt, and I thought, I'm not going to Mountain Park. I'm going to Mountain View. So I had to turn around and cut around, go over there. So I was 30 minutes late. So Major from Cooperton, I would have stopped if I'd had a little more time. So, uh-huh. Oh, man, it was just, one of those deals. So,
but yes, sir.
Prices are still good, no matter what the futures are doing, huh?
We're completely, completely and totally unattached from the futures board from the Chicago Merc at this point in time. I mean, Monday was Friday and Monday both was pure evidence of that. You know, Friday, more of a calf run, and board down $5, and you sure couldn't tell it at all in the calves and the few feeders that we had, and then we went into Monday, and we're more of a feeder cattle run, and absolutely a complete and total detachment from the Chicago Merc and the Futures Board. So I know at some point they're supposed to come back together, and I don't know which one's going which direction. But
yeah, because I thought holy moly, because you know, the feeders were down in the $6-7 range on the board, but today it's kind of recovered a little bit, not a whole lot, but it's at least in the green. But yesterday I was like, oh boy, here we go. And then you look at all the auctions around Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and Texas, it ain't hurting none.
No, it's sure not. We definitely have a shortage of cattle, and that's very evident in the prices being given. I don't know what the how the board is going to respond to these cash prices, but the cash index is a completely different world than what the futures are showing. So one of the two, you know, either our futures have got to back off, our futures got to go up, or our cash is going to have to come down at some point in time to meet. But so far we're detached from it, we're working off the August feeders now, I believe that's right.
So, yeah,
we've got some time for them before the two of them have to come back together. But we're sure not sure quite a little ways apart at this point in time.
I think you're right. I'm waiting. I got dial up going here. Yeah, the feeders for August, that's what we're working on right now, and they're up like 47 cents today. They took a pretty good hit yesterday. And but they're still good. Even the board's still good, even though it might have been in the red yesterday. Yeah. The numbers are still good. But that well, let's start at Elk City, because I got to do Heyday Tuesday on Wednesday today. You know, I blew you off because I had somebody had a little more stroke in the government with
Mr. Emmons. Yeah, you know, we darn sure need to take the opportunity to get Mr. Emmons on there. He's a man with a lot of stroke and a lot of wisdom. So yeah, any time that you can get somebody like that, you know, to replace me, well, you're doing good.
and then I had a call after the show. It says you really talk to people and ask them things that we just think about. But he said the first thing out of your mouth was, "Did you got your first paycheck yet?" And so, mm-hmm. I mean, hey, I am who I am. So,
yeah,
sir. Anyway, and he gave me an honest answer, and he got it. So,
yep.
Well, let's start at Elk City last Friday, 1,365 head. And I went through there, I was going through your list, and it was all good. I mean, there was even some. Two weight heifers bringing over $5. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah, it is unbelievable. Really nice run. I mean, had a lot of good cattle in almost every class. You know, had some pretty good bred cows, some pretty good pairs, and then went into our calf run. I had a big, nice calf run. You know, lots of lightweight calves available, and you know, the amazing thing about those prices on those lightweight calves. You know, those cattle were probably this last Friday, they was probably about 10%, 50% ear. I mean, 10% of those cattle on those bunches were probably showing a quarter to a half Brahma influence.
Really?
So that just goes to show you that, I mean, you know, that you know, how much the shortage is, how much they're needing cattle there, you know, the opportunity to buy some big, nice groups like that, you know, very, very little discount, if any, for having the kind of ear that they had on them, just because they, you know, people needing some cattle, wanting to get some cattle turned out, you know, pasture availability with all this rain we've had and everything. So, it was a phenomenal day. You know, a lot of times when you're in a down market like we were Friday, you know, as far as the futures boards, you know, we'd have been happened to sort a lot of them eared cattle off, you know, to get a bigger price for a bigger premium for the English cattle. But that was we're in a market now where that's not as big of a deal, and they just need cattle. And, you know, they're just needing cattle to turn out, and the prices are phenomenal. It's just it's a great time to have something to sell. I don't know if it's a great time to have some to need to be buying something, but you know, we're continuing to see this thing go up. You know, with what we've been 235 or maybe a little better on our fat cattle, and all indications are that very, very likely that before the summer grilling season is over, we could see 250 on these fat cattle. So, you know, what you know, if that's going to translate into even higher prices on the feeder cattle as well, remains to be seen. But I think we're going to see some pretty phenomenal prices here, you know, for the next, 30 days, I think, on these feeder cattle for sure, while we're in a little bit, sure enough, lower numbers. Maybe we'll see a little bit pullback when we start getting into the end of July and August, September, when we get our bigger grass runs of cattle, the cattle start coming off the grass and more head count. But again, it's just not going to be near the head count where we've been used to seeing over the years. It's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, it's going to be different. That's why I don't want to scare anybody into this. That's why I've been telling some of my friends and other people that, hey, if you got freezer room right now might be a good time to buy some quarters or halves from somebody and get them in the freezer, because we raise pretty dang good beef around here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got some phenomenal producers around here that's doing all the way from birth to fork, and they've got some good genetics and doing a really good job on getting some local beef to some of the people that have the room to be able to buy that kind of amount at once.
Yeah. it's not too bad, but yeah, because even with the quail that I'm seeing, you can't kill enough quail to feed you during the winter when the beef steaks are about $80. But then, so you got anything rounded up for this Friday coming into Elk City?
Yeah, we're gonna have a really good run these next 2 weeks going into prior to our 4th of July break. I've got a really nice set of young bred cows and pairs coming both of these next two Fridays. Be some really, really good take home kind of cows, and I'll tell you something, you know, those bred cows and pairs seem high in that $35,000 to $4,000 range, but when you go to thinking what these cattle are bringing right now, and especially the feeder cattle, you know, we're up in the 2500s for some 8-weight steers. I mean, so these cows is looking more and more all the time like they might be quite an opportunity. That, you know, that 3,500, 4,000 sounds scary, but it really may not be. There may be some really good opportunity right now to be gathering you up some of these cows if they're going to stay at those kind of figures, because the cattle are bringing back, you know, we're definitely less than 3 calves to pay for a young bred cow or pair right now, which is that doesn't happen very often, but we're in that scenario now, and these guys that's got some grass to stock and whatnot, you know, looking for some long-term cows, we're definitely going to have an opportunity the next two Fridays.
Oh, cool. Well, that'll work. Yeah, I was having this conversation with a guy yesterday about it, you know, and he's like, man, he said, you know, $4,000 for a cow, you know, bred cow or whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, how many you want? And he said, 100. I said, yeah, I'd have to think about that one long and hard. That's $400,000 plus. But, I mean, like you said, if you can get a cow right now and get that thing paid for with like 2.5 calves, 2.25 calves, that's not a bad thing.
No, sir. No, sir. It's sure not. And I understand the hesitancy, you know, because we did get some pretty high cows back there in 2015-16, and only got 2 high dollar calves before that thing kind of fell out of bed and kind of made it hard to, you know, that third calf was about half price, and made it a little bit hard to get those things paid off, the last payment made on them. But again, we're in a scenario where it's these numbers are looking short and looking like they're going to be that way for a little bit, it's definitely going to take some, I think, weird outside influence to change this thing very much. I mean, that's one thing I think has been interesting about, you know, the futures board over the course of the last week and a half, 2 weeks. You know, we've seen some down days, but then we'll have a little bit of a bounce back, and, you know, and then it'll be a bit of that down day. So we're kind of seeing maybe a level off, instead, which is good, you know, to kind of get a level off, get everything kind of level, kind of see where we're going to be here for a while. And, you know, instead of the massive moves up or the massive moves down, you know, this kind of gives everybody a chance to breathe and regroup and kind of see where we feel like we're going from here. And a $3 to $5 move every day seems like a lot, but you know, when you go to thinking percentage wise at the levels we're at, that's the same kind of move as what used to be a 50 cent or a dollar move. So
This is, I don't know, you know, I don't think there's a lot of uncertainty out there. It's just like, you know, I think people are not wanting to get hung, but you talk about the numbers, our numbers are low, but there's another thing affecting that too. Also, I think, and the demand is still there.
Yeah. That's just been phenomenal. To see that week in, week out, the beef seems to continue to just fly off the shelves, even at these high prices. And the economy is looking up. I mean, it's looking like, you know, we're headed in the right direction, you know, so that you would think that demand would continue as we go forward here. But again, you know, if we go on up to 250 or better fats, is at some point are they going to start to draw back? But you know, so far it hasn't happened, and that's a really great thing. We would rather not see that, you know, pullback of demand. We'd like to keep that demand going strong all the way through, and at some point the consumers will tell us that's high enough, and we'll see a pullback. But hopefully that's all it'll be, is just this is it. We're willing to pay this much, but when it goes here, we're going to start going to a different protein source, and so that's the marketing game, you know, where you got to find that spot, and you don't really want to go above it, but at the cost of what it costs to raise these things and feed these things and all the expenses involved, you want to be able to get as much as you can out of them and be putting a little bit of that profit back, because it won't always be this way.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. It's one of those deals where the demand for beef is very high right now. I've pre-sold everything I've had that I've got coming in for July and August already. And it's usually I got to put it on social media. Hey, I got a half ready. So it's all sold, which is good. And, you know, the demand for beef is so high, KFC closed here yesterday. They don't want chicken, they want beef. let's go on down to I-40 and check out Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. You didn't have a big run, obviously, because of rains and stuff, but you had some big groups. They were basically all big groups, almost.
Yeah. Well, we were kind of in a little bit of a, typically a little bit of a slow time. For us over there in that part of the world, you know, the wheat pasture runs are over. The grass yearlings haven't really started yet. So this is typically, that was probably a pretty typical run for this time of year. But it was an easy and fast run for us because, like you just said, the group sizes were pretty big. And we had a few fall-born calves on offer to begin the sale with, not a whole bunch, but a couple of hundred to kind of get started with, and then went right into our big groups of yearlings, and you know, that first set of steers in the ring, the 116 of them at one time, and told the tale real quick. You know, they weigh 797, you know, bring 320, so I think about $14-$15 over the board for an 800-pound steer, and they got to that 320 very quickly.
Right.
The bidding was fast and furious right up until that point. It was a phenomenal day. You had some good, nice groups to offer on the yearling feeder cattle. It's hard to know. I don't know how anybody would even think about pricing one right now out in the country, because nobody knows what these things are worth. You just don't know where somebody's willing to give just to, you know, get a few pens filled up with some cattle.
Yeah. Well, I did notice with the numbers you sent me from Western Oklahoma that the heifer steer deal, that division of the nickels and dimes and quarters, the money wise, it's tightening up a little bit.
Yeah, it is. That's probably more so due to more heifer buyers in the barn this week than steer buyers. I don't think that's a trend. I think that's that spread. We've seen the steers pull back a little as opposed to the heifers going up, and I think that's just due to buyers kind of getting out of the market as we get close here to the 4th of July. Lots of haying going on. Wheat harvest still trying to get done. They ever get things dried out enough, they can get the wheat harvest finished up. So I think I think there was just more of the steer buyers out of the market. And so we saw a pullback in the lightweight steers as opposed to the heifers getting higher. So I think that's why you saw the spread get a little bit.
I did notice that, though, at Western Oklahoma. So I just, why I brought that up. I was like, man, because it's been, it's been not a humongous widespread between them, but there's more than normal. And then I noticed, like, here on the eight weights compared to the eight weights on the steers, you know, there's only a dime difference. And that caught my attention there. And so have you got anything lined up for Western Oklahoma next Monday?
Yeah, we've already got a couple of nice sets of fall-born calves coming in. One of those sets be 30 days weaned, coming over there at Oakwood. Be a really nice set of calves. And a guy got a good program, good vaccination program. So, and a couple of more sets to go with them. I don't have any yearlings on the books as of right now, but I didn't have last week either. Then we ended up with all those big, nice groups. So I'm sure we'll have a good yearling run and a good calf run as well. Because like I say, I've already got several little calf consignments ranging anywhere from 5 to 40 head on the list coming in for Monday.
Okay. Well, one last thing. Are you good for? I've already got a winner, so I can do this with you. Are you good for a multiple choice question?
I can sure try. I can show my wisdom or show my ignorance. One of the two.
Well, you got a 50-50 shot. But what segment of the beef industry was the most profitable in 2024? A, cow calf. B, stocker. C, fed cattle, or D, packers? Hello? Yeah, in last year, what was most profitable? Cow calf, stocker, fed cattle, or packers?
I'm gonna say with the run up that we've had in the feeder cattle, I'm gonna say it was maybe the stocker operators.
Dong. It's cow-calf.
Cow-calf. Yep. No, that would have been my second choice.
This was according to cattle. This is according to Cattle Facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's just like Newcomb sent me an answer a while ago, and he was going after B because he made money in it. So that's why he answered it like that. So, it could be. I think the cow-calf was what, according to Cattle Facts, was the most profitable last year.
Yep. That would make sense. So we did have some pretty high calf prices, and the calf prices are even higher this year. I have heard of some pretty phenomenal closeouts coming out of some of these fed cattle out of the yard right now. So it'll be interesting to see. I sure don't think it'll be the stocker cattle or the Packers in 2025, but I think it is possible if we continue to see 235, 250 fats, I think it is possible we might see the feeders give the cow calf guys a run for their money in 2025.
Oh, I agree.
But we're getting up there in what they're giving for some of these cattle coming in weights too. So the great big closeouts and the big amount of money that they're making now, it may get ate up when we get to the end of the year, get into the fall of the year. We may see those go down and probably be a cow calf guys again in 2025 will be the most profitable. But as of right now, through the first quarter, first two quarters of the year, I wouldn't be surprised if the feeders aren't giving the cow calf guys a run for their money. But they're having to give enough to replace these cattle that may change before we get to the end of the year.
All right. Well, Brandon, I appreciate your time. I know you was busy today, and thanks for coming on a day late. But I got to go so I can sell some hay here in the last segment.
Yeah, I'm gonna have it. Mr. Emmons is so important to put me and Heyday Tuesday off until Wednesday.
Yeah, so it's I'll just shut up. But Mr. Emmons did really good yesterday. You can tell he's liking what he's doing up there, because I think that's what he was born to do. But he had to hurry after the show and get back down there or get back up there to Leedy and run a combine. So he's a busy man.
Yeah. That's phenomenal to have somebody that is truly in the business and been doing it for years be on that kind of a committee, and and being in a place of influence, is that's the kind of people you want to have in a place of influence, is somebody that's been there, done that for years and years, and instead of somebody that just read about it in a book. So
exactly, and that's what he said yesterday. So and that was the exact word. So all right, well, we'll holler at you Friday.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right. As you guys found out, the correct answer was A. It was the most profitable in the beef industry last year, the cow-calf operation. And I've notified the winner already. Thanks for everybody. Had a lot of participants in that. And we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Timber Oklahoma is your safe and reliable expert tree care service. At Timber, we provide professional tree trimming and removal with a focus on safety, quality, and clear communication. With over 10 years of experience and certified in the Electrical Hazards Awareness Program, our crews provide tree trimming and removal, storm damage cleanup, utility line clearance. Call Timber today at 580-732-3400 or see us online at www.timberokla.com or email us at customercare@timberokla.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, baling up hay, it wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Mark your calendar. July 15th, XIT Auctions will be selling 200 acres of good Ouachita County grass just north of Sentinel, Oklahoma. There's an 80-acre track and a 120-acre track, both located on Highway 44. For more information, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check the details out at xitauctions.com. Also selling two bank-owned homes, same day, same place. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, Aubrey called me the other day about that land they're selling there north of Sentinel. Get your checkbook out and attend that auction. Matter of fact, we'll have him come on maybe here next week or the following week. Talk about what they got selling up there. Meanwhile, back here in the real world, northwestern Oklahoma, here's your ag weather update. for Beaver, 82. Dew points 58. The humidity's 44%. Winds are out of the northwest at 7 miles an hour. 36/100ths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 80 degrees. Sunset at 9:03 and sunny in 89 today. 62 for low tonight. Jumper up about 7 or 8 degrees and sunny and hot tomorrow. 96 degrees. All right, let's check out the grain market before we go to our last break, and we'll come back and sell some hay. How about that? Hang on 1 second. Come on, re-up. All right. Corn for July, 432, up 3/4. September, 428, up 4.5. Soybeans for July, 1074, up 3/4. August is up 1/4 at 1076. Soybean meal, July, 285.20, up 10 cents. August is unchanged at 289.40. Soybean oil, July, 54.79, unchanged. Wheat, yeehaw. What's going on there? Must have got another report out. July wheat, 569, up 21.75. September, 585, up 22.5. Oil out of West Texas, July, 74.73, down 11 cents. Natural gas creeping back up to that $4 mark at 397 for July. The NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are all trading in the green. Live cattle, June, well, let's go live cattle, August, 211.10, up 45. October, 208.85, up 30. Feeders for August, 303.37, up 2 cents. September, 303.02, up 12 cents. All right, let's go ahead and take another Taylor Ranch break. Come back, have your pencil, pen, and paper ready, and write down some numbers on some hay we're selling today. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ready, Western Oklahoma, the Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's Oklahoma breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of red dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Hey, hey, you're not a never-tweener. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO. Be there.
We sell wheels. Generally, they're an aftermarket wheel. You want them to look chrome, look shiny. It's generally for the younger crowds. They want their vehicles to look a little spiffier. So the parents, grandparents are willing to do that, a one-time deal, let the kids take care of them. Generally, when they come in, they about halfway know what they want. We can narrow it down quickly, kind of how big are they looking, and if they're looking like chrome or black. And at that point in time, we can call and check for availability. Is this kind of what you're actually looking for? And give them a price.
Do they do things like, I don't know, birthday gifts, graduation, Christmas, that sort of thing?
Absolutely all those involved.
So a good gift for an 18-year-old might be wheels.
Yep, absolutely. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Tipton. 88 degrees, feels like 93, dew point 70, humidity's 57, the winds are out of the west at 4, 1.93 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 81, nose is itching. Sunset at 8:51, partly sunny and 95 today. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, 73, and hot, 98 degrees tomorrow with southeast winds, 6 to 10 with gusts up to 15. All right, you guys ready for some hay? Let's go. Okay, man, this guy is wanting to make somebody a good deal on 300 bales of good alfalfa hay. It's good cow hay. That's what he told me. He said it's good cow hay. $165 a ton, and these bales are big and heavy, I promise you. One of my landlords bought some of them, and they're heavy. No issues there. All right, we got 100 bales of wheat hay put up right between Elk City and Sayre. Nice, clean, big bales, $80 a bale, 580-821-2838. And then we got 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, not rained on, 580-550-0105 around Hobart. That last one, the first one is at Hex, and then, I'm sorry, didn't tell the town, and then that $80 bale hay is right here between Elk City and Sayre, and these 150 round bales of wheat hay, not rained on, is around Hobart. Also, we got some grassy alfalfa, not rained on, 150 round bales of that for $75 a bale. Same place at Hobart, 580-550-0105. 180 bales of Truticale at $75 a bale. 56 bales of winter peas. 66-inch bales. Sweetwater, 580. That's what I've been needing to do, sneeze. 580-799-9637 for Truticale hay and some winter pea hay at Sweetwater. And then, what else we got going on here? Truticale hay, $75 to $85 a bale, depending on which hay they got. He's got about 400 or 500 bales of hay here. Truticale, south of Sayre, 580-243-8676. Rye hay, $50 a bale right here at Elk City. 580-799-2975. And we got some wheat rye hay in Lake Valley, around Lake Valley. $60 a bale. 580-330-1770. And last one here that I got wrote down. We have beardless wheat hay, 1,200 pounds bales, $80 a bale. Put up right, west of the highway school here, south of Elk City. Can load, 405-694-8313. Beardless wheat hay, big bales, 405-694-8313. And again, appreciate everybody participating in the question today. Sent the message to the winner. They won a set of tickets to the Wild Plum Jam and the Three Amigos beef sticks from Taylor Ranch, Jose, Juan, and Jesus. So, what else we got going on here? text, really nice message here on the text line from somebody. Great 2 days of educational stuff. Thank you very much. And let's see here. We got, we're about done. So I think that's about it. Again, man, that was a wonderful trip down around Roosevelt, Hobart, Cordell. Looks like the Indian Casino's almost ready to open. They said they was opening next month there on the highway on the west east side of Hobart. But lots of good-looking crops down there, guys. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. And I guess we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Sarah America. See you guys tomorrow.